USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The initial autopsy for Brian Laundrie's cause of death was inconclusive, according to the Laundrie family attorney, Stephen Bertolino, on Monday, adding that Laundrie's remains will now be sent to an anthropologist for further evaluation. The White House on Monday rejected two more of President Trump's claims of executive privilege over releasing documents to the mostly partisan January 6 committee. A national car rental company is ready to introduce electric Teslas to its fleet. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Those in a rental car could soon get a Tesla when they use Hertz in the future. The Florida-based company is ordering 100,000 Teslas by the end of next year. Tesla Model 3s will be available starting early next month in major markets across the United States. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you, Tim. We are USA Radio News.
Big development this week. Sean Spicer's new book has been released. It's called Radical Nation, and it blows the lid off Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris's real plan for America. Spicer's Radical Nation reveals the shocking truth about the border crisis and their dangerous plan causing inflation to soar. Everyone is at risk by this new socialism. As White House press secretary, Sean learned how Washington really works. Now he tells the insider secrets in Radical Nation. Tonight, watch Sean on Newsmax's Spicer & Company as he exposes Biden's Radical Nation. And get your copy of Radical Nation at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Tune in to Spicer at 6 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax on all major cable channels. Check your guide. Or find Newsmax on most streaming platforms and smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Roku, Zumo, Amazon Fire, Pluto, and more. Sean Spicer's Radical Nation. Get it today.
As another massive immigrant caravan breaks through Mexico police lines Saturday, its destination is the United States. As border guru Vice President Kamala Harris offers no leadership again this week, lawmakers continue to speak out on this self-induced crisis. Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau has more.
When you have more than 1.3 million people illegally crossing your border, they're not assimilating, they're not acclimating, they're actually not going to even show up for any of their hearings. Senator Tim Scott argued on Life, Liberty, and Levin Sunday.
We had a president under President Trump that wanted to secure our border. I supported and voted for more resources to build a wall so that you can control the inflow into your country.
Senator Scott claimed that the Remain in Mexico policy helped remedy the border crisis, but that the current situation is a Biden-made disaster. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden's stumping in New Jersey Monday continues to try and sell his massive spending bill.
What are we doing? What in God's name are we doing? We pay for it all. It doesn't increase the deficit one single cent.
Republicans are quick to point out there's no such thing as a free lunch, and however Biden spends this, the American consumer will end up paying the bill as inflation teeters the American economy. Over half of America disapproves with the president's job performance this year. The poll was conducted by 538.com on Monday. West Virginia's Democrat Senator Joe Manchin says he's ready to get on board with the spending bill.
We're all working in good faith. I've been talking to everybody, as you know, and I think that we've got a good understanding of each other now, better than we've ever had.
The Virginia election is Tuesday, November 2nd. Republican Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn says Biden's spending bill is bad for America.
And they want to take one vote, and in that one vote have government control of your kids, the ability for the federal government to monitor your bank account in real time. They want government control of health care. They want the Green New Deal. They want all of these expanded services and programs. What they're trying to do is make the American people totally and completely dependent on the federal government, cradle to grave, daylight to dark.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.